Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz. Hope you enjoy this podcast. Here's some highlights from today's show.
Misty's got something good for you this morning.
A guy named Derek was in line at the bank, and he noticed a college-aged girl behind him holding a jar about a third of the way full of coins. And he was joking with her. He was like, don't you know you're supposed to wait till it's full to cash it in? And then he felt really bad when she was like, well, I need the cash now. I can't wait. Especially when he looked closer and he realized it was mostly pennies and nickels. In total, she probably had about $5. And Derek remembered what it was like to be a broke college student. So when he got to the teller, he asked the teller to extract $50 from his account and put it with whatever the girl cashed in. And then as he left, he prayed that she would just be blessed. And he kind of joked. He was like, Lord, if you want to bless me too, that'd be great because I have bills as well.
Right.
3 nights later at his job as a server, somebody had a $49 bill. Guess what they tipped him?
Wow.
$50.
No.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, that's double the bill.
Right?
Man.
I know.
I love that. I love when God turns around and says, gives you whatever it was back.
Exactly.
A lot of times blesses you even more than that. So that's pretty cool. I love that. All right. So there's a new fresh fridge hack going around. It's putting a roll of toilet paper in the fridge.
What? Okay.
People say it absorbs excess moisture and absorbs odor better than baking soda.
Wow.
Oh.
That's
interesting.
Baking soda is pretty good. Interesting.
There you go. I'm glad you told me because I think it would be really unnerving to open somebody's fridge
and see a roll of toilet paper.
I wouldn't know what was going on. So
I like cold toilet paper. that's interesting. Wow. Yeah. All right. So if you have interesting life hack, we'd like to hear it. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Tony is with us. What do you got?
Hey, my mom and them used to use flour. They would put it in a pan and kind of brown it a little bit. Not put any water, just put the flour itself in the pan, and that was good for diaper rash.
Browning flour is good for a diaper rash.
That is a whole new idea.
Yeah, I can't remember what they called it. They call it scorching it or something like that. You kind of lightly brown it in a pan, and they would keep that. And when the baby got diaper rash, it was like bam.
Huh? Wonder if it's making your own baby powder in a way there.
I just Googled it. This is a thing.
It is really.
It combats the acidity in a rash.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
I stepped on a nail one time, and my grandma took some bacon and put it on the wound, and then took some canned milk and soaked a piece of bread and slapped it on my foot and wrapped it with white gauze. Now, it stunk after half a day, but it worked.
Bacon and milk on a wound.
Well, it's canned milk. I don't know what.
Like condensed milk?
Carnation instant milk.
Huh. Interesting.
And another thing is the spider web. if you have a cut, take spider web and you dab it in the wound and pinch it together, and it'll hold it until you get to the doctor.
Hard pass on that one.
Don't pass on that one.
Oh, yeah. I will not be putting a spider web on anything.
Draw the line at that.
Spider webs and stinky wounds. Bring it.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest country song ever.
Life hacks this morning. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. So we found out toilet paper in the fridge absorbs the odor, helps with moisture in there. It'll absorb that too. And then we had a gentleman call in and say, putting bacon on your foot for some sort of wound?
I'm passing.
I remember on the Brady Bunch, anytime somebody like got into an argument and they came home with a black eye, they had the steak.
Steak on their face?
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was just like the coldness of it reduced the swelling.
I did too.
I didn't know if there was any other.
I just thought it was a weird Brady Bunch thing.
Well, it is weird. Family Life Radio. By the way, we'd love to hear your hacks. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Brett from Michigan. Well, I wanted to tell you a life hack getting rid of hiccups.
Oh. Boy, there's so many different ways to do that.
You drink water through a paper towel, and it'll get rid of your hiccups.
So you put a paper towel...
You put a paper towel over a glass of water and drink the water slowly through the paper towel, and it takes care of the hiccups.
What in the world?
I have never heard that.
And I've used it faithfully.
Huh!
I had an old choir teacher who used to get rid of them by laying on her back and singing opera. We would walk into the room, and she's like laying down on the risers singing opera.
And that works.
Oh, that's too funny.
I guess it did for her.
Well, I'll try that. I'll try the opera thing sometime.
My brother and I are back in touch after a falling out back in 2017. It has been amazing to reconnect with him. And right after we stopped talking, I had deleted everything that had to do with him off of every device just because it hurt too much. And one of the things that I hated that I had lost was a piece that I remember, just a quick thing that I sat down and wrote about him the night that we met for the first time in 2014. We didn't grow up together. We're half siblings. Same father, who was, by the way, very abusive, which is why my mother left him. Chance, my brother, they didn't leave till he was 4. So he has more experience with that. And I remember, you know, talking, and we were so amazed at how much we had in common, especially there was this goofy 80s cartoon called Mask, which stood for Mobile Armored Strike Command.
The Mobile Armored Strike Command.
It was kind of like the Wish version of like G.I. Joe and Transformers combined. Like hardly anybody remembers this. And we loved to sit down and watch in the afternoon. And so I ran across what I wrote about him. And it reminded me immediately just how much, even though I'd not grown up with him, I'd only been talking to him a few months, just how much I loved him and how protective I felt of him immediately. Like there was that immediate connection. And so this is what it said. It says, Mask, Mobile Armored Strike Command. I can remember devoting many hours of my designated TV viewing time in the summers. My brown eyes wide as the Thunderhawk Camaro took to the air, wondering in the back of my mind how it might look if my grandfather's Dodge pickup truck launched into flight during rush hour traffic. It boggles my mind now to think that we were watching these same episodes on opposite sides of the city. It might as well have been the Grand Canyon that separated us. Despite the fact that the same blood throbbed through our veins, we carried on for a lifetime. Unaware of lies that in many strange instances mirrored one another. I've never seen a picture of you as a small child, but in my head, I see this sweet little boy cross-legged on the floor in front of the TV, watching the same cartoon as me, at the same time as me, eagerly awaiting the entrance of that same Camaro. And at 4 years behind me, I worry that perhaps loud voices interrupted your sacred mask viewing time. And I can't help but furrow my brow when I think of the implication of an argument at an ear-splitting decibel that likely led to a firm hand wrapping around your wrist and tears fall because I can hear you crying in protest as you're jolted into fear by a man that carried the weight of generations of malice and self-loathing. I'm so sorry that Matt Tracker couldn't save you on those days. But know this. Had I known where my baby brother was on those Texas summer afternoons, I would have put myself between you and him. I'd have hunkered down over you, shielding your small and defenseless body, and when his rage was satiated, I'd have wiped my tears, plucked a cold Capri Sun from the refrigerator and pulled you into my lap as you took long gulps through your sobs. And I'd have smoothed your dark hair from your wet face and sung the Mask theme song into your ear, quietly, soothingly. Look, I'd have whispered, there's Thunderhawk. And you'd have smiled again as you reached for your toy car, the thrill of the action sucking you back into a world of make-believe where you were safe again. Even if only for a while.
Family connections are so, so vital. And even when they're taken from us, Misty, it's just so evident that God can fill the gaps. And what a blessing that letter had to be to Chance, just to know that though you weren't together physically, God was there to just complete that bond. And you can build on it now. I love that.
I'm grateful for the chance, the second chance that we've been given.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're both free from him.
Yeah.
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 And we've both forgiven him, so.
Yeah. Amen. Good morning.
Oh, hello. I had a life hack for you guys.
Oh, yeah. Earlier where you found out that you could put a roll of toilet paper in the fridge and it's better than baking soda, absorbing the, you know, the smells and the moisture. Didn't know that. Well, who is this?
This is Kylene from Michigan.
Kylene, now that's a cool name.
Thank you very much.
I don't think I've ever heard that. I like it. Well, yeah, give it to us.
Okay, so my grandmother taught me a piece of true silverware on a fresh wound essentially eliminates the bruise altogether and takes the swelling down. Actually, accidentally closed my son's temple, like in the car door. Oh, it was so nasty. Oh my gosh, I felt so bad. And she takes this butter knife and just held it right on his temple. And goodness gracious, it didn't even look like a scuff. It was incredible.
What? Wow. I wonder what if there's something in silver that does that. Sally, you think there is?
I think there is, and I've heard a lot of benefits. People even take silver internally. So
I've
never
gone.
I've never gone down that route. But and plus the cold.
Right. Yes. That he said it did feel good when she was holding it on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's interesting. Wow.
So yes, very helpful, especially if you have young children. So well, there you go, guys.
Or not so young, and you're always bruising yourself.
Which
is me.
Oh, amen to that.
Sally's walking around and people are like, why do you have knives and spoons on you? What's going on here?
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
So is God real? Exploring the ultimate question of life. It's the latest book by Lee Strobel. He wrote The Case for Christ, which was a huge bestseller. By the way, he's a former atheist who went out to disprove who Jesus was.
Right.
And the more he studied this, he was convinced that God was real. And then he finally gave his heart to the Lord.
I love that.
I do too. I think that, you know.
Perfect.
So this is a really awesome interview. If you have anybody that you know is, well, I just, you know, maybe they're an atheist. Maybe they're not quite sure. Maybe you just, you know, I feel it's good to just study this for further evidence for yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so make sure you check out the full interview in our podcast on this. But this is why he said he tackled this subject.
200 times a second, around the clock, someone on planet Earth is typing into a computer search engine, basically the question, is God real? And I thought, man, we need to do a book about that. So this book goes deeper into science, history, philosophy, but in a very accessible way to build a case for the truth of Christianity. And then it deals with the two biggest objections to Christianity. Number one, if God is real, why is there suffering in the world? And number two, if God is real, why does he seem so hidden? And so I track down the best experts I can find. I confront them with the best questions that I have about this issue and that others have raised. And then I leave it to the reader to decide, what do you consider the evidence, clear and convincing or insufficient? But I think the evidence is cogent and clear.
Yeah, a lot of people object to God because of how awful things are in the planet. Why would he allow all that? He addresses it. It's really good. So make sure you check out the full interview on our podcast. Maybe like me, you've noticed the proposals are just huge now these days.
Yes.
It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. The promposals are more of a bigger deal than when I got engaged.
Oh, my goodness.
And then there's the engagement proposals on top of that. What is? I know what it is. It has to do with the invention of social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because
social
we can all media. See what's happened. People are posting it everywhere. And
when I'll do the last one that went viral.
That's exactly it. Yeah. I'm just curious if you were a little older. Okay, my age.
Does it bother you that you didn't have that sort of treatment?
Oh, yeah. The ocean breeze. A videographer hiding behind the bushes. My engagement anniversary is tomorrow.
Oh, the engagement anniversary.
Ooh, yes. Halloween. And so to say there was no social media and nobody hiding trying to film or record this would be an understatement. So my husband and I obviously were dating. He had a pickup truck. We pulled up to my apartment and he says, "Oh, look, there's a Halloween pumpkin on your doorstep. You should go get that." And I was like, first off, I'm not really big on Halloween. And second off, I don't like candy. And so now I'll get it when I go in. He says, "No, I think you should really get out of the truck and go get the pumpkin." And I was like, I can be stubborn.
You can?
I was like, "No, I really don't want to do that." Finally, I do agree because he keeps insisting, "Bring it back." And he's like, "Well, aren't you going to dig through the candy to find your favorite?" And I'm like, "No."
Sally, you're making it hard to get married.
poor man. He's like, "I really think you should dig through the candy." And I'm like, "Oh, what is with this guy?" Okay. I dig through the candy and what do I find? But my engagement ring, buried in the plastic pumpkin under the candy.
Ooh.
So, yeah, was that no scary cameras. Or not? Yeah.
No ocean, no breeze blowing through my hair with a videographer in the background. Yeah. No, it was an orange plastic pumpkin. So will you marry me? Yes. I'm done.
Should we deliver the advice then? If your guy is acting a little strange, wanting you to do something, and you're happen to get, you know, you're serious in a relationship,
yeah,
should you follow through?
Cooperate.
Time for the good news of the day. Michael is with us. Tell us what happened.
This past Sunday, my dad woke up with a bad chest pain. On the way to the emergency room, he started grabbing his chest and he started looking just really sick. And I remember 2 years ago, the doctor told him that he had heart problems. And when we got down to the emergency room, he got out and walked in. We were sitting outside in my truck and we looked and this nurse was running out of the hospital. She said, "Listen, your dad has just had a heart attack."
Oh no.
We're prepping him for whatever procedure they're going to figure out to do at the main hospital. The ambulance is on the way. Go to this address. And I was just praying, "Please, Lord, not now. Please, God, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for my dad to leave.
Right.
Please, Jesus, heal him." And we got down to the hospital and the specialist, she said to my mother and myself and said, "Ma'am, I don't know why, but we cannot find anything wrong with your husband's heart." And we just started praising the Lord right there. We were saying, "Amen. Thank you, Jesus," in the hospital. And I just like to praise God for healing my dad.
Absolutely.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So do you have any good news? What's your good news? Call us right now, 888-888-9976. Chandler Bing. You may, if you ever watched the TV show Friends at any point in time, you probably remember that character played by Matthew Perry. Matthew Perry found unresponsive in his home over the weekend. But encouraging to know, Matthew Perry recently wrote a book about his dealings with addiction and things like that. He says, "At one point I pray, God, please help me. If you're real God, show up and help me." He says, "I started to cry. I mean, I really started to cry. That shoulder shaking kind of uncontrollable weeping. I wasn't crying because I was sad. I was crying because for the first time in my life, I felt okay. I felt safe, taken care of. Decades of struggling with God and wrestling with life and sadness, all was being washed away like a river of pain gone into oblivion. I've been in the presence of God. I was certain of it. And this time I had prayed for the right thing, help. Eventually, the weeping eventually subsided, but everything was different now. I stayed sober for almost 2 years based solely on that one moment, God had shown me a sliver of what life could be like. He'd saved me that day. And for all days, no matter what, he had turned me into a seeker, not only of sobriety, but of truth, and also a seeker of him.
Wow. Oh.
I certainly hope Matthew is with Jesus today.
Me too.
Yes.
Absolutely.
When David Marasco was 12 years old, he was sick with a rare disease that I guess causes a lot of tumors in your body, and he was granted a wish through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He wished for his own castle. And man, did they deliver. They built this huge castle in his backyard, had a courtyard, two rooms on either side. There was a great hall. There was a catwalk around the whole thing, just very elaborate. When he was preparing for his wedding this year, he knew what he wanted the backdrop to be. That castle, still in the backyard of his childhood home. Guarantee you, when they built that, they had no idea it would be a big part of his special day all those years later.
Well, that's awesome.
I know.
I think what's even more amazing is he's still here.
Yes.
That's right.
So thankful for that.
Yeah, no kidding. Yes. That's great news. Mm-hmm. So a company in the UK is selling a perfume that is supposed to be reminiscent of a scent of Yellow Pages.
What?
I guess it's supposed to bring back memories of, I don't know why. What would that smell like, guys? Yeah, I don't know. Paper?
Yeah, it just smells like, they always smelled like a newspaper to me.
If you could bottle a scent and sell it as perfume, what would it be? Or is there a certain food or a smell that you loved growing up?
How about a smell of a place that you really love to be? Like a stable.
Oh, a stable? The smell of a stable?
Okay, yes, but the can hay. We,
okay, I was like, let's animal. Narrow the scents in a stable down here.
What else in a stable would smell like? Hay? What else?
You know, what you shovel. That.
Oh.
Oh, you do like that.
Wow. Okay.
I love the smell of being in a stable and doing the necessary cleaning duties. I'd bottle it. Oh, yeah.
I feel if you want people to keep their distance, that's a great scent to wear.
Yeah. Somebody the other day said they like the smell of sawdust. That's interesting.
Sawdust.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there are colognes that smell sort of like that, that have that cedar component. They always, every once in a while, I'll catch I'm like, where's the hamster cage? And it's a cologne that smells like cedar, the cedar chips. Yeah.
Cedar chips.
And to me, that kind of smells like sawdust.
I had a friend that loved the smell of tires.
Oh,
In fact, she goes, when I'm in Walmart, I'm back there by the bikes just.
No.
Yeah.
My husband loves the scent of hardware stores, and I think it's awful.
Well, how about you? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Dana is with us. How about yourself?
Well, I just got back from visiting my daughter and son-in-law and 9-month-old baby grandson. So my favorite scent is you get a baby out of the bathtub, you wrap them up in a towel, and then you just bury your face in their cheek and their neck. And there's something that's just undescribable about that scent.
There, I agree. Newborn and baby smell, wow. That is, it's really different. I don't know quite how to describe it, but yeah.
But you know, it's kind of like Sally and her sawdust with horses. You got to be careful because there's usually something else there too. So.
That is true. You can kind of tell as well what the baby is doing. It can sometimes be a preview of coming attractions.
Experience Hope.
Family Life Radio.
You can now get a fragrance that smells like the Yellow Pages. Don't know why that's attractive to you. So we're talking about your favorite smell and putting it in a perfume or a candle. And Gail is with us. What do you got?
Somebody needs to put the smell of roasting green chili into a candle.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Good. Yes.
Hank literally just disappeared into the thought of this. He just slowly faded from view.
I was transplanted to Hatch, New Mexico.
Yes.
Where I was. I went right there. Yeah.
Yes.
That sounds.
The smell of roasting green chili needs to be put into a candle.
Oh.
There you go.
You know, I wouldn't want to wear it as a fragrance, but as a candle. Oh my goodness.
Be like, ma'am, are you cooking something inside it?
You know, well, you know, it's like people that take fish oil, they've got every cat in the neighborhood following them.
Oh goodness.
Oh man. All right. Your favorite smell in a candle or fragrance. What do you got?
Well, I wanted to let you know my favorite smell is campfires.
Mm.
So when my husband comes back from hunting or camping or whatever, the smell of the campfire on his clothes is just, if they could bottle that, oh yeah.
They have bottled that. Just so you know, it is a company called Replica, and it's called By the Fireside. And when I tried it, it was very strong, and I tried to wash it off. Like, I just did like the time, and I came in the next morning, and Cake went, why does it smell like a fire in here?
So it's too strong.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out. Replica.
You're welcome. I can't wear it. I hope it does better for you.
Yeah. She walked in the studio. I said, have you been involved in arson?
I do believe it's time for a joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this joy.
What's bringing you joy? Tell us your joy report. Our number is 888-888-9976. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I rededicated my life to God June the 30th, and ever since then, He has blessed me, blessed me, blessed me.
Love that.
What brought you to rededicating your life?
Well, I lived in Alabama, and I was like, Lord, I don't know what you are wanting me to do, but I'm giving everything to you. I couldn't do it no more by myself, so I said, Lord, you're the only person I know who can help me. And me and my husband, we had been boyfriend and girlfriend for 6 years. We got married June the 11th. We sold our home June the 30th, and we relocated on nothing but faith.
Wow.
I have two jobs. Uh-huh. I'm a CFO at a company in Florida, and I'm a key holder to the other job I hold in Florida, and it's all thanks to God. And I got plugged in at a wonderful church.
That's awesome.
That is. That's like a wave of joy report after joy report after joy report.
All of my family, they're like, how are you going to do it? I said, God's going to provide.
And did all this happen after you rededicated your life to Him?
Yes, sir, it did.
Some things kind of fall in place when you do that.
It's amazing how that works, huh?
Yeah.
And y'all be awesome on the radio. I listen to y'all all the time, every day.
Oh, thank you. So what's bringing you joy? Tell us your joy report. Call right now at 888-888-9976.
Colton Dixon Dogs or Toby Mac and Cheese. What are you guys talking about? Hey, we're Kankle, Fritz, and Friends. This is Family Life Radio. A $50 Amazon gift card could be yours. Just imagine that Family Life Radio is having a tailgate party. You know, it's that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was at one on Saturday.
Were you?
Yes. I went to a college football game. It was a blast. And so just think, you're picking what's happening on the radio as if we're having a big old radio tailgate party. What would artists would be there could win you a $50 Amazon gift card? For example.
Well, how about a Philly Wickham cheesesteak?
A Philly Wickham Philly cheesesteak. I like that.
I am chowing down on some, Matt Mozzarella sticks. Very good. Very good.
I like that. Yeah. How about some Blessing Offer bacon bombs?
Mm. Oh, that sounds good too.
Yeah.
Danny Gokey artichokey bit.
Oh, that's so good. So, for example, what song do you like more? This one?
Holy, all creation cries. Holy.
Or this song?
You're the one, you're the one who makes mountains move. Stars will not shine unless you tell them.
You help pick the songs that we play. You can vote right now at myflr.org.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram and have you share your good news or joy reports. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kankle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.